everybody. My name is Kyle Snyder. I'm here to talk to you today about making the transition from college into the real world. I was approached by an older gentleman not too long ago who suggested that I go ahead and put this audio up by kind of just giving you my story of what I've been through since I've graduated from college and how I feel about moving into the real world. Now, before I go too much in detail, I'm going to give you a background about myself. I am born and raised in Northeast Ohio. I attended Barden High School for 4 years, where I played football there. And from Barden, I went on to receive a football scholarship to play at Ohio University, where I played for 2 years. I had a very successful career there, great university, stuff like that. But I ended up going on to transferring to Southeast Missouri State University, where I attended there for 3 years while also playing football, and I recently graduated from Southeast Missouri State with my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, so I am most definitely very proud of that, and that was a great accomplishment for me. One thing I will go ahead and tell you is that college is most definitely going to be the most exciting times in your life. Those college days you'll never be able to relive. They're most definitely something. If you're in college now, make sure you take advantage of your college years, because those are most definitely going to be the most exciting days of your life. But moving into the real world can also be very exciting as well. I have found ever since I graduated from college, I kind of find myself trying to reach out to more people and kind of just socialize with those people on, you know, how can I be successful in life? What can I do to make a strong foundation for myself and one day my family? Obviously, something that's going to play a major role in that is going to be my career field, which I'm going into criminal justice, like I said. And obviously, your career is everything. You know, if you don't have a job that you truly love or that you are passionate for, I suggest that you go ahead and get a different job. Or if you're going through college and you're unsure about your major and you think it's too late, it's never too late to go ahead and change your major. If you are not fully confident in that major, go ahead and change it now, because it's something you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, so you want to make sure you're most definitely passionate about that. So kind of backtracking here, like I said earlier, I found myself trying to socialize more with people and kind of put myself out there on a limb a little more ever since I graduated college. You know, I was kind of just like off in my own little world throughout college. Now, I'm in the real world, so you kind of have to socialize. You don't have that choice, and I feel like if I was going to tell kids who are coming up through college and going to graduate here soon, it's all about building relationships with people and putting yourself out there. Now, I was never the most vocal person in the world, you know, going through high school and stuff. I was always told that I was a little shy and everything like that. But, you know, throughout college, I feel like my social skills really expanded. And now I'm realizing that those social skills that I gained throughout college are most definitely going to play a pivotal role in my life today. Now, one thing you'll also learn when you graduate from college and you move into your career field, a lot, I'm not going to just say a little bit, but a lot of where you end up has to do with who you know. And like I said, that's when the social skills come into play. You know, you always hear the saying, it's not, and I mean, that's most definitely true. And now, I will say there are self-made people out there who are successful by themselves. So I'm not saying that you'll never make it if you don't know somebody, but I'm just saying it plays a pivotal role in moving forward into your career field. I am most certainly one to admit that I did not make it to where I am today by myself. You know, there's a lot of people that helped me throughout the process of high school, college, and even right now I'm still gaining help, you know. Obviously, family is most definitely one of the biggest things that has helped me to this point. And I say that because, you know, I recently just graduated from college. I have no income. I have no job. And I know that. And my family, obviously, the family that they are, they took me in. You know, they're supporting me at this point in my life. Because they know, hey, you're not going to jump into a career right out of college, you know. You're going to have to wait a little bit. And they understand that. So, you know, I'm about to move into my career field here within the next couple weeks, so I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, they understand that this isn't something that's just going to happen overnight. Now, to kind of build on what I just got done talking about, I'm going to go ahead and move forward now to cases that I have ran into where recent college graduates are going through states of depression. Now, I can understand where that's coming from. You know, you recently just got out of college, you have no job, you have nothing, it feels like. But the one thing you do have at the end of the day is a college diploma there saying, hey, you graduated, you put in your 4 years, you got your bachelor's degree or master's degree or associate's degree, whatever it may be. You put in the work, you've achieved a college diploma, so you don't have nothing. I just want you to know that. And that's one thing I've kind of had to, you know, go through. You know, I've only, what's 1 month, you know, it may not seem like a while, but it seemed like a while to me. You know, I've been out of college for a month, and I'm just now moving in my career field, which I don't have a problem with. You know, I've enjoyed this past month kind of spending that time with my family and everything like that, so it's not a bad. I feel like the issue that college graduates run into is, hey, I got a college degree, I need to get hired now. That's not the case. Whenever you graduate from college, you have that college diploma, but in that process, you go ahead and you start sending out your resumes and stuff like that. I just want you guys to understand that it is a long process if you are planning on getting the job that you want. You know, I kind of had to experience this. You know, I put in a job application, let's say about 3 weeks ago, and I just had an interview last week, and now I'm just playing the waiting game. You know, this isn't getting hired at a retail store or anything like that. You're not going to go in there and they're going to hire you on the spot. What they're going to do is they're going to go through the first interview process. They're going to interview you. If they like you, they're going to recommend you, and you're going to go in for a second interview. And after the second interview, if all goes well, you are hired, then it requires training and little things like that, especially in the field I'm going into, which is criminal justice, which in today's society is a very, very touchy job, and you got to most definitely make sure that you do everything correctly in that standpoint. Now, to go ahead and kind of backtrack here back into what I was talking about as into the depression and stuff like that, through research that I've been looking at, there has been cases of college graduates actually committing suicide and things like that. You know, it's something very serious to talk about. And, you know, it's most definitely something that I don't feel comfortable talking about because it's just such a terrible thing. And, you know, it's most definitely I feel for those families and stuff like that. But if you are going through a state of depression, like I told you earlier, you have that college degree. There's no need to be upset about anything. You may not have a job now, but that job is coming. The money is out there for the taking. You just have to go get it. And like I said, if it takes you 6 months to get a job, who cares? You know, if you got the family there to support you through the process, that's all you need. It's not a rush. Get the career that you want and, you know, stick to the process. Never give up, and most definitely something will unfold for you. One other thing I'm kind of going to emphasize on as well is do not put your eggs all in one basket. If you have a job out there that you really want, go ahead and apply for that job, and hopefully you hear something back to get an interview set up or something like that. But what I'm going to tell you is, like I said, do not put all your eggs in one basket. Go ahead and apply at other places and set yourself up with other opportunities out there to where when it comes down to it, if the job you wanted isn't there, you still have this job to fall back on. So you most definitely want to make sure that you have that. And like I said, you're not going to start off with a job that you want to be 20 years from now. You got to start from the bottom. You got to work your way up. That's how it works. That's how the system works. Now, I really like to use this as an example a lot with people. You know, whenever I walked in Ohio University, it was a lot different than it was from high school because, you know, I was kind of established in my area at Barberton and stuff like that as, hey, he's the quarterback here, you know. And when I walked in Ohio, it wasn't like that. It was, hey, you got to come in here and you got to earn it. You know, you start from the bottom on the depth chart. You got to make your way up. And that's the same way it is in the workforce. You know, it really relates to sports. That's why I always suggest anybody out there, if you are not in the sports, that you go ahead and get into them, because in sports, you will learn a lot of different things that can help you later on in life. And like I said, you're going to start from the bottom. You got to work your way up to the top position that you want to be at. You're not going to be able to just jump up there. So that's something I want you to take with you as well. All right, and kind of on the last note here, I'm going to go ahead and talk about your relationships outside of work and stuff like that. And what I mean by relationships, either that be a girlfriend, family, stuff like that, you know, friends.